Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez and Dominic right here on Open Talk 313 The Flash on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to listen to this show, whether you're listening live right now or you're going to be listening on the replay, which will be out for you immediately after this show. Once again, thank everybody for listening. Want to thank God Almighty, as we do on this show. Want to thank Him for giving us the opportunity to run our mouth about wrestling, the sport we love, the scripted sport we love. We want to thank God for that. Happy to be back 2 weeks in a row with Wrestle Talk in the D. We had a great show last week. My man Dominic is going to be joining us shortly. Dominic is going to bring the heat tonight. We got a lot to talk about, but I do want to let you all know Thursday night, Let's Talk About It will be airing on this platform at 7 p.m. That's Let's Talk About It. We will be interviewing Candice Marie from Aurora Flow. She's a hula hooper. She's been doing it for such a long time. So she will be on this platform this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you know any hula hoop lovers or people that are inspiring to be a hula hoop dancer, feel free to tell them to listen to this. Listen to that show this Thursday. But it's so much to get into tonight. As they say in the world of radio or podcasting, that is so much to get into. But there's legitimately so much to get into this evening. Sorry for getting started late. I know we're supposed to start at 5 o'clock, but we're here now. So thank you for joining us. Let's bring in my brother, my co-host, my partner, tag team partner, Mr. Dominic. What up, Dominic?
What's up, Martez? The hot tag in. What's going
on? Yes, sir. Oh, not much, but happy to be back here the second week in a row. Like, today was full of distractions, full of obstacles. Everything about today was trying to tell me not to do this show, but I'm committed. I'm committed to Wrestle Talk in the D doing this show when we scheduled to do it. So I'm here tonight, happy to talk to you. I know we talked last week that we might talk about the draft tonight. I don't know if that's what you want to do. I do want to talk about Tiffany Stratton, too, at some point. But, Dominic, yeah. Where you want to go with it tonight? Where you want to start it tonight?
Mainly, yeah, let's talk about the draft. Mainly, we all know just the good, the bad, the ugly. We can say that our takes on it, what we think was what is to come. I think mainly that's our topic tonight, and then we'll touch on Tiffany Stratton.
For sure. The draft, you know, I read a lot of comments on social media, and I've heard a few podcasters talk about the draft, and a lot of people were left disappointed with the draft. A lot of people expected something totally different than what we got in years past. And I feel like a lot of people were let down by the draft. I myself, Dominic, I don't know how you feel about it. I can't wait to hear you give me your opinion on it. But I really don't have a feeling about it. You know, I'm not mad and I'm not happy at the same time. But what I do say is this. I feel like it was more of a trade type of or re-signing than a draft. You know, I would like for them to, at some point, like, give it the right name. Like, this particular draft was really, like I say, a re-signing or a trade type of scenario. And I think the term draft should be specific for NXT call-ups, just call-ups, you know, going forward. But all in all, I would give it. See, I don't even know if I want to give it a grade, but if we're giving grades tonight, Dominic, I'll just give it a B. You know, I'll just give it a B.
I'm going lower. I'll give it a C minus.
Dang.
You cooking, man. It's like it was really, you know, a kind of a letdown, but you knew it was, like I said, it was kind of a letdown, and we thought NXT, how the way they were saying it, you know, NXT will have what was actually going to have be more involved. Like, it was going to be like NXT was going to have be actually picking draft picks this year. From my point of view, they was mentioning it, and you know, it was kind of a like you said, you could say resigning or just, I won't even say. I hear your point of view. I wouldn't say resigning. I would say it was a lot of swapping and evening out the brands, because one in particular they need even for us, like the female division, all around the female division. Like SmackDown had a much bigger and more surprising, won't say surprising, a more promising female roster than Raw. And then with a lot of injuries going on, you know, of a lot of top stars, like the main event, Raw is kind of lacking, was prior lacking. And, you know, it was a lot of, you just go down the list. Like I said, you know, it was time for some, it's fresh new faces. It was time to, you know, swap people over so they could get a better opportunity and a shot at maybe some titles or even more camera time, and maybe a new approach, repackaging, therefore, et cetera, you know, for some superstars, you could say.
Oh yeah. I'm completely with you on all that. I need to go back and look at the rosters as far as the female division and see who they got. You know, like, I haven't had time to really see who's on.
If I can, I could try to pull it up. So
yeah, pull up, and I'm going to just put the phone number out there. Who's ever listening right now live, I do want you to know that we do have a phone number. If you're a fan of wrestling, you can always give us a call. You can always call us at 563-999-3414. That's 563-999-3414. If you have a take, if you have an opinion, if there's something that we said that you don't like, feel free to call and let us know that. If there's something that we said that you like, feel free to call and tell us that. You know, if it's just something that you want to get off your chest, you can always call that number, and we'll try to get you on. But we want to continue to push that number out there and let you all know that this Wrestle Talk to G is just not about me and Dominic. It's about the community of wrestling. We're just fans talking wrestling, like we're at home together. Let's consider it that way. Like, we're just friends talking wrestling, and we want you all to join us too at your convenience. Dominic, did you have that pulled up yet, Dominic?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So pretty much, besides Becky Lynch on for Raw, the Raw Women's Champion, and Bayley for SmackDown, it looked like Raw got Liv Morgan, Kiana James, the NXT call-up, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Starks, Alba Fire, and Isla Dawn switching over to the Wild brand, which remember I said last year that's the brand they should have been on.
Yes.
So
yes.
That was a kind of, and it seemed like they're kind of going real quick. They're kind of like getting repackaged into a more bubbly, you know, down to earth UK, Scottish, or, you know, Scottish girl type of gimmick. Then they're kind of sinister, you know, dark, sinister gimmick. Which I, we can, you know, not jump into this, and I'm truly not a big fan. Another NXT call up, Lyra Valkyra, was called up to the main roster.
Yeah.
Let me finish. Okay. Natalie remains on Raw, which I that's another one. It's like she's not. That's another topic we could talk about. Kayden Carter and Katana Chan stays on Raw, and part of the Creed brothers, you know, Ivory Now, she stays on Raw. So heading over to SmackDown, Bianca Belair was the first female picked. Nia Jax switch over to SmackDown. We get, you could say Mia Yim, a.k.a. Michi. She stays on SmackDown, part of the OC, draft. Jay Cargill remain on SmackDown. You could say Zelina Vega remains. No, I forgot. Real quick, Zelina Vega is on Raw now. Part of Legado del Fantasma, LWO. And Tiffany Stratton, I'm forgetting what's her name, face, and I'm such a big fan. Come on, help me out, Martez. Part of the female, part of Legado del Fantasma.
Oh, my God. I was just talking. Alexa Lopez. I was just thinking about her earlier.
She is, man.
Come on now.
Chelsea Green and Piper Nivens. That's a sleeper right there.
Absolutely.
I love Chelsea Green. They're switching over to SmackDown. And also Candice LeRae and Indy Sweetheart Hartwell is switching over to SmackDown. And, we get another NXT call-up, Blair Davenport, which is, I agree with the call-up, but wrong brand to SmackDown. And then we get, last but not least, Tegan Knox was the last draft pick to SmackDown for the females.
Okay, gotcha. You know, one thing that just jumped in my spirit, man, as you shouted out those names, women's wrestling is so good to talk about. Like, women's wrestling is, I'm excited to talk about women's wrestling. I love what they did with the rosters. And I want to go back to Elba Fire and is it Elba Fire? What's the lady's name?
Isla Dawn.
I think that's a good move, and you're smart, Dominic, because that's a good move to make them less supernatural or whatever you want to call it. Because I feel like we are in a time in wrestling that supernatural stuff, people see through that. Okay, this isn't that period of time where Undertaker was going, and I'm not saying we believe that he was the leader of the dark side or whatever, but it was easy to consume that back then. Even with Bray Wyatt, when he had his run, it was easy to consume that. Now, I know they might be doing something with Uncle Howdy. I'm here for that. But I will say this, like, the supernatural stuff like that, that's I think that's a time of the past, my friend. I think that's a time of the past. Just like having larger than life characters like a Hulk Hogan or Ultimate Warrior, you know, like that's a thing of the past. Things fade away. You know, the Undertaker couldn't get away with this now. And I don't want to shift into a totally different conversation, but I think that's a smart move to humanize Elba Fire and Ezra Dunn. So I keep messing up the name. I think it's smart to humanize them. But I think that's a good pickup for Raw. I really do. I think Zelina Vega is another good pickup for Raw. But I would love to see her move away from LWO. I think her time in LWO has really been useless, for real. Like, she really hasn't got over being with LWO. I think she's over by herself, but she don't need LWO. She doesn't need the Rey Mysterio rub, and she doesn't need the LWO rub. So Zelina Vega, for me, I would love to see them pull her away from the LWO. I would love to see them allow her to pick up some victories so she could be a credible woman in the division, because I'm really high on Zelina Vega. You know, there's so much. Yep. There's so much about, and it's crazy. And much as we love WWE, I feel like a lot of those wrestlers can show more than what they let them show. And I've seen Vega in action. I've seen her in spurts where she just seemed like she's one of the best in the ring to me. But I feel like they suppress their wrestlers. You know, I really do believe that. But I feel like if they just let Vega unleash, she got the attitude. Like, I love her attitude. She'd be a great heel.
She's very, very talented. Like I said, she's like a triple threat. She can be, I'm going to say triple. I mean, she's one of those females, you know, talents that she can also wrestle. She's good on the mic. She can be a manager or that manager slash valet role of a stable or for a person that can, you know, a female that can take a bump or two. So, you know, quadruple threat, if you can say. Yeah, it's just, you know, her, and on SmackDown, Mia Yim, she's another one. She's over, she's noticeable, very talented. You know, I feel like the OC, putting her with the OC, is really holding her back.
I agree. Like, that should have been, like, when they brought her in, because they initially brought her in because they needed a female, because they were beefing with Judgment Day at the time. And they initially brought her in as a counter for Rhea Ripley. Like, after that particular feud was all a wrap, after that feud was over, it should have been a wrap with with her in the OC. Because, like, somebody like her, she's another great wrestler. Like, she's another wrestler, but it just seemed like she's been dumbed down. You know, she's been suppressed. Yep, and I'm trying not to use that word. But she's been dumbed down because a lot of these women, like Chelsea Green, they are really good. Like, they can give you the business. Piper Nevin are really, really good. They can give you the business.
And I really do, and it's just not main roster. It's NXT too. Like, when you look at former member of Toxic Attraction, right now she's doing a useless storyline with
Thea Hill,
not JC Jade,
Gigi Dolan.
GD Dome, very talented, ready to go. Like, right now, like, they need to push her for a title reign. I get now. See, at first I was disappointed that she didn't get a call up. But it's like, but seeing lately her involvement in NXT, and like I said, it is that pointless storyline with what's the name, daughter? Santino daughter. You know, she should be at least trying to another one that's put in that work and that should have been had a title, at least trying to get a title run or a title opportunity there. So
you know what's so funny about Gigi Dolin, like I don't always watch NXT to its entirety, but I almost felt like she'd been missing in action. I didn't even know she was involved in the storyline. That's how much
I feel
like they forgotten about her.
She's in and out, like they're kind of like been inconsistent with her. Like one week she'll have a squash match, next week she'll be, you know how to book. They just do the women's division. They have her if it was like a battle royal with all the women standing in the row type of segment.
You got to step away.
No, not really.
You can if you need to. I can ramble.
No, we're good. Yeah, just, you know, inconsistent. What's the show they have after SmackDown? Level Up? Yeah. Like, you know, like the low, like the, she's been one of the many that's been at times on Level Up, like pretty much with the development talent that's trying to make that NXT Tuesday show. She's one of the many, like, even Fallon Henley at times was like kind of, you know, one, you know, that, well, it's being more consistent with her. Like, I see her trying to look like, yeah, they're trying to seeing she is there to hopefully, you know, maybe give her a title run or, you know, title opportunity. I kind of got off the track, but I'm getting back on track off other issues. But I mean, that is that female. Like I told quite a few people, these next 2 or 3 years called NXT call ups are dangerously talented.
My lord!
Like I'm looking right now. Like I said, when you got just they got it all. Like we seeing, I think these past 3 or 4 years. Like I think really everybody was downing the NXT call-ups. I think it really took the Bianca, Rhea, and Raquel to ignite, saying, no, it is good talent and prospect down there.
And I want to say this, like NXT, one thing about Russell talking to D that's different than any other show you listen to, we might not stay on the topic that we're supposed to stay on. It's always been that way. For 5 years, and this is how we flow. It is what it is. You know, again, the number is 563-999-3414. 563-999-3414. But I think the NXT division, women's division, since we're stuck on women, I think it's loaded. You know, I think it's deep. You know, to use that word,
it's
deep. You know, and I really want to give the flowers to and kudos to the coaches in the Performance Center that really do a great job. And I'm getting chills talking about it because I have a love for wrestling again. I'm coming back doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. I think it was this past WrestleMania where something changed, you know, and I fell back in love with wrestling and talking about wrestling. And I want to watch it all now. I want to watch even stuff I don't normally watch with different promotions. I want to watch it all. But I want to give a shout out to the coaches down at NXT because I want to, and we're going to talk about her in a second. Like Tiffany Stratton, she came in athletic, had a gymnastic background, but they really trained her well. Like whoever trained her, she is championship material right now. Like right now. Like they won't do it this Saturday, but she can easily be champion right now and carry that sucker for a long time.
Listen, if they do that, I wouldn't be disappointed. I will be on the bandwagon, and I'm not a bandwagon person, but I would truly defend her. Even though I've been missing my baby boo with that title around her waist, but if they want to, for the ratings' sake and just to see where it will go to accelerate that division, I will not be disappointed. I will not be upset.
And I like somebody like Bayley. She just got the belt, but I feel like she's that kind of person that she's gonna do what's right for business. And
exactly,
she's obviously proven Bayley that she don't mind putting people over. She's obviously proven that she'll wait a couple years to get that top spot again. That's what I love about Bayley because she's very unselfish. Don't know her personally, but from what I've collected from her, she is all about moving the business forward. And I think that'll be a bold statement. I almost cussed. That'll be a bold statement. And that'll be a monumental shock if Stratton wins that belt. But I saw a promo from her today, and she is clicking on all freaking cylinders right now. And if they decide Friday night, like, hey, Bayley, you got your WrestleMania moment. You are a multiple-time champion. You are one of the pioneers of the women's evolution era. You are a GOAT in itself. But we really think this is Tiffany Stratton moment. We really think
yes.
If they do that, I will.
It's tippy time.
Yes.
And this, like she's like I said, and it's like that was a no brainer. Like compared to a lot of females that came in the NXT call ups through this whole evolution process, like she came in with the typical gimmick. You will debate like, oh, that's them, but Vince, that's what Vince like. It's debatable, okay, you know, so on, but she. She had a move access, you know, that, you know, you could be like, oh, she stole. She's copied kind of early Charlotte and what's her name that got released that now is complaining, saying she stole her move asset. Somebody, I can't think of the name, but, you know, she was by far the worst wrestler on the they had, but she learned week by week. She studied.
Mm-hmm.
She crafted.
Yep.
You know, ring attire. She was nailing the promos. Every opportunity they gave her, they gave it to her. She nailed it and hit it out the park.
Yeah.
So it's just like, man.
Mm.
Like, she is really about to be a new era trailblazer.
And she is. And you can see the women's division in the WWE shifting to the new guard. And she is at the front of it. She's at the center of it. The women, like, Roxanne Perez, she gets a lot of praise, you know, down at NXT. But and you're not going to like every wrestler. And this ain't nothing personal against Roxanne Perez, but
right.
She doesn't do it for me. She doesn't do it for me right now. She's doing a great job at being a heel, but she still doesn't do it for me. She doesn't. You know, and that's the beauty of being a wrestling fan. You know, for some people, they think the world of Roxanne Perez. But to me, she's just basic right now. And her character is basic. But it's just no disrespect to her in-ring ability.
And you know what? And I get you. She's the next one behind. I mean, I kind of feel like she's the next wrestling sweetheart. That's just right now, if you are a wrestling fan and knows wrestling, she's going through the loops, the stages of pretty much, I think, every wrestler who is Roxanne Perez.
Right. Yep.
You know, what is Roxanne Perez all about?
Yep.
What is, you know, the confidence, the goal, the diversity, the ups and downs. And she's going, you know, which I understand why she didn't get caught up and then dropped the title. And I'm totally fine with that because I know it was other plans, long story short, that, you know, they had for her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With Cora Jade, you know, another, you know, she's getting it, but I have to say, back to what I was just saying, it's like kind of another repackage and polishing, copy and paste, you know, type of female wrestler, but she's kind of, you know, she's trying though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to know, Dominic, because, and we probably go touch on people we've already talked about before we call this baby a night, call this show a night. But you brought up Cora Drake, and I want to bring up somebody else too, Nikita Lyons. I'm wondering, Dominic, there's been so many injuries between the both of those. Like, it's like every time Nikita Lyons come back for a few weeks, she gets injured. I want to say this is like her third time getting injured, you know, and I know they put a lot of stock in her. There's some things about her that I'm not a fan of, but there's, like, I was watching a video of her, and she's just an athletic freak, you know. She's, I think she knows jiu-jitsu, but she has a boxing background, and I think she's just dynamite, minus that other stuff. You know, she's dynamite, but she's suffered a few injuries, as well as Cora Jade. But I'm wondering, Dominic, I want to hear your thoughts on what I'm about to say here. Again, the number is 563-999-3414, 563-999-3414. We just put that number out there. You know, we want to generate some people to call in. We've been doing this for quite some time. We want to generate an audience to call in, give us their thoughts. But I'm wondering, do you shoot those two straight to the main roster? Because I'm afraid that I've seen the startups and the pushbacks too many times in NXT. Like, I wouldn't be mad if they just shot those two, put them in like a tag team situation together. I wouldn't be mad if they shot those two to the main roster. But what would you do with Nikita Lyons and Cora Jade?
Keep them where they at. You know, like I said, Cora Jade, she's another one. She got main roster written all over her face, but I think her health concerns and maybe her outside WWE activities with the music career and stuff, it's like kind of a question why she haven't, at least they tried to, you know, they made that push to call her up. But I mean, she's screaming. She's another one. She's that screaming potential and, you know, just bona fide superstar. Even if you don't, when you call her up, you give her a title or whatnot, she can, you know, she's going to be a attraction. You can tell she can sell our arena. She's going to get good pop. Good reactions, you know, just need to, you know, get healthy and stay working, you know, stay just, you know, working on the craft, working on another one. What is Nikita Lyon? What is she about?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Figuring out the niche of, you know, what I was just saying about Roxanne Perez, is she better babyface or she's better heel, or is she more of a, you know, for a female status, can she be a attraction for another, you know, up and coming male slash valet slash man, female manager role. You know, she's another one. You can do that with her. So with Court and Cora Jade, same thing. With her, I'm kind of in back to Roxanne Perez. I thought we was getting a little teaser maybe next year somehow. A storyline you can do with CM Punk and, you know, with AJ Lee, the comparison both Roxanne and her, when their comparison, it's like, you know, they're both kind of students and replicas of AJ Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
You know, and somewhat of a CM Punk, yep, movement. When CM Punk went down there and, you know, revisited them and surprised them, you thought it was somewhere down the line that he was going to bring back the stable he had back in 2009/10, you know, but make it more of a family thing, and, you know, somehow
about the straight edge,
you know,
Straight Edge Society?
Yeah, it was Straight Edge. Yeah, it was Straight Edge. I was kind of nervous saying it. Like, no, it wasn't. Straight Edge Society, yeah, but make it more of a family thing.
Right, right.
That, you know, coming somehow, you know, one of those storylines, back to what you said, like the illegitimate child, or, you know, how the way they used to do or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, you know, with them somehow both getting caught up and,
yeah,
you know, CM Punk saying, you know, these are, you know, actually my daughters. I've been, you know, daughtering, you know, for some, you know, me and AJ, and, you know, that could be another, like, you know, like a family stable, like, which I think, once again, real quick, predicting that, I think that's what SmackDown is going to do with DIY and Indy and Candace, you know, repackaging the way 2.0, some type of, you know, heel. You know, you could see them form as a heel, you know, faction. A heel faction, then maybe eventually to a baby face / you know, kind of that superhero / superhero / concept like the Fantastic Four,
mm-hmm,
being, you know, stable with them. What they tried to do, you know, in NXT, but when it was, you know, when Gargano had Theory.
Yeah.
But, yeah, back to Cora Jade, yeah, she just, you know, she got a lot of time. She's really young, and, you know, she's another one. She got a, you know, once again, almost sound like a broken record. She got to figure out her niche of who is Cora Jade. Is she a baby face, a heel, you know, and keep working down there on the craft and staying healthy. And I
Absolutely.
Think, you know, when the time has come, she will be on the main roster.
Absolutely.
And real quick, and I'm gonna throw it back to you if we can keep going.
Yeah.
Sticking on the females down there. That's thick, man. You can name one and jump on this one. How do you feel about another rising performer, female performer, Solo Luka?
you know what? You just made me smile, because when I think about Tiffany Stratton, I think about Solo Luka, and I wanted to mention her early on, but it erased my mind. Like, if you go back and look a lot of my posts on Facebook and on Facebook last year, before she got injured, I waxed poetically about Sol Ruka. Sol Ruka is legit. Like, y'all better stop playing with Soul Ruka. Soul Ruka is by far, and I know I just praised Tiffany Stratton. I know I did. The Soul Ruka is a highlight reel. She's like Dominique Wilkins, Vince Carter.
She's getting like, she's like the female, getting there like the female version of Ricochet.
Yes.
Ricochet is another human highlight, whether you like that style or what, which I debate with quite a few people. But Ricochet, say what you want. That man, every time you see him, he's doing oohs and ahs. And he's, you know, he's wherever you throw him at, he's going to, on those segments or during the timeline of the match,
yeah,
he's going to bring excitement and get you out your seat.
Yep, and I've yet to see a bad match by Ricochet in all my years of watching him. Like, he's one of those people where he's going to give you, there's not going to be really any errors on his part. You know, like, he's not everybody cup of tea, but I like somebody like Ricochet, somebody like Soul Ruka, they have a place in the story of wrestling. Simple as that. I'm not a fan of the excessive dives out of the rings or the high, like what they do in AEW. I'm not a fan of what they do in AEW. I don't even know what you call it. I forgot the term of it. Just seems like everybody's flying out the ring. I'm not a fan of that so much. But I'm just a fan of people that they whole repertoire is being a highlight reel kind of person. You know, if I don't know if I explained that properly, but
I see what you're saying. Like, I remember real quick, I remember I said it years ago, like a couple years ago, like, it's, you know, not everybody can do these spot on, spectacular, high flying, risk taking moves. You know, it's back to I get when the Undertaker, you know, I don't know, was it Undertaker or somebody was saying, you know, not everybody
I think it
can
was Taker.
Do those. You got to, huh?
I think it was Taker because I think he caught a little bit of heat for those comments. But
oh,
I think it was
Taker. Trying to say everybody was saying everybody was soft. You know, yeah,
yeah.
I think, yeah, you know, and he had to, you know, yeah. Not like he's saying, you know, like his early days is me, Mark Calloway. He was, you know, he was speedy. He was agile for a big guy. But once he got the Undertaker, you know, it's back to real quick. You know, once you got a gimmick or a persona you're trying to sell and promote or, you know, what you're working on, you got to, once again, like I said, work on your craft. You got to figure out, you know, what sell, what this person I'm trying to sell to the audience or to the fan base, you know, being so much, like you said, which he wasn't wrong in character, how to story tell your matches, not just, you know, like the term banger after banger after banger, or, you know, you got to, that whole Japanese, you know, which that's what it is, the more that New Japan Japanese style of wrestling, you know, that's, I like to as well call it Bam from TV. Doing moves,
yeah,
that it's like, you know, Bam from TV, or you are doing some type of fantasy wrestling / fight video game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you gotta, yeah, you know, you gotta sometimes, you gotta know how to story tell, how to sell, like succeed, and, you know, not just always, you know, yeah, we'll give the friends what they want, but if you do something, like you said, you gotta, you know, explain it with the details and commit with follow-ups, and you know, sometimes you may have to, you know, step back from your bread and butter and, you know, and go with your, you know, English muffin and margarine. I'm just saying, you know. But
I like that analogy.
but like, I'm gonna give it back to you. Like I said, you know, I'm gonna name like Soul Ruka. I would say this, and I'm gonna let you have some more chime in. She got one of the best finishers right now. Hands down in WWE. That springboard, what was it?
Yes.
The backflip springboard.
Yes.
Cutter.
Dominic, how does she do it?
She's another one. She got a gymnastic background, I think. You know, she's very athletic. You know, you could tell she's got a surfing background. So, man, training in years of, and mixed to that with, you know, performing and learning moves and becoming, you see she's getting better and better as a wrestling performer. Like, she is just a freak of nature, man. Another one.
Yeah. Well said. And I expect her, if she's not in either, you know, sometimes they call these people up during the season, like they did, because Tiffany Stratton, she wasn't drafted. She was called up to the main roster just right before WrestleMania, I think around January, so to speak. So they very well can pull people away during the season. I'm looking at WWE as a season now. You know, after WrestleMania is over, then that's when the season starts. So, like, so.
But, yeah,
so
you know, yeah, it was always, yep.
So
some
I totally expect.
It was a... Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dominic.
No, I wasn't trying to, like, I think I was just saying, agreeing with you, and then while you were trying to get out your point, my bad.
Okay, no, that's fine. You would think after 5 years of doing this, like, we know this stuff about each other. but it's tough. Like, sometimes we still say, no, you go ahead. Like, we still, but that's all good, you know. It's all good. I will say I was surprised about Blair Davenport. I'm not dogging her out, but I've always turned the TV when she came on. So I never thought she was somebody that would get drafted. So maybe I should have had my eyes on Davenport, you know, but I didn't think she was someone that would be drafted. Now, Lyla Valkyrie, and I'm going to let you jump back in, but don't let me forget, I want to get into, I got two women I want to talk about, I don't want to forget, but Lyla Valkyrie, I was, I guess she's pretty high in WWE, even though her gimmick, I think it needs to be refined, it needs to be tweaked, you know. She just comes off as pretty bland, you know, and I'm someone, it's just not wrestling for me. I want to be able to buy into the gimmick. I want to be able to be entertained by the gimmick. And Lyla Valkyrie, that sort of surprised me in a way. So Davenport and Valkyrie surprised me. Kiana James, I've been high on Kiana James from day one. Number one, she has the look. She has the look. She has the presence as well. Like, she has the charisma, all that stuff. I think she's athletic. I think she's a good in-ring worker. I love Kiana James, but that shocked me, Dominic, because Kiana James has yet to be in a championship program, from what my memory is telling me. So I was surprised. Even though she started with the 2.0, with the reboot, I was still surprised to see her get called up, but I was happy.
Hey, hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I had to put you on mute.
Okay. Yeah, I was I'll go back to what I was saying. Like, Davenport shocked me. Lyla Valkyrie shocked me. Kiana James shocked me, but Kiana James I've been high on. Since day one, since the 2.0 days, like, she has the look, she has the posture, she has the charisma. You know, I feel like Kiana James is a heck of an in-ring worker. I think the ceiling is high for Kiana James. I'm happy for her because I was a fan of Kiana James, but Davenport and Valkyrie sort of shocked me.
Kiana James, she's getting there. She's at the halfway point, I would say, with her. It was still, it's like, it's still, she's another one that you could have, I really see them kind of just all mainly. Well, let me start with Kiana James. I really feel like she got it. She got her brand, her image. She got her role. You know, she's going to be a real good heel. She's another one. You look like you may introduce her as maybe some type of valet or maybe assistant type of something to, you know, maybe Adam Pearce or somebody that, you know, eventually then you could slowly start, introducing her to in-ring action. But I feel like it's a lot of work. It's a lot of, they could have kept her at NXT, gave her more shots, and maybe you could have at once put the women title on her. But I feel like she's going to kind of get lost in the sauce. Taya Valkyrie, like I said, it's way, 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 way too early. Like, I don't understand. You know, she's another, she seems like she's going to be a good in-ring performer. But far as, you know.
Who you say?
Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, she's back. You said Taya or Lyra?
Whatever her name. Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
I made a butcher the name and said it wrong. Just help me out.
My bad. Because I was getting ready to be like, oh, she's back with them?
Valkyrie. I think, you know, and I'm going to be honest now, this is the one that's going to be like, whoa, the hit of the night. Yeah. I think it's like, I just feel like just because she's under the, you know, Becky and / Balor Academy,
mm-hmm.
One of the reason why, you know, her name is popular and she got opportunities. You know, she's another highlight. You know, it could be a nice highlight realm performer, but she still had a lot of, as you could say, a lot of flaws, a lot of, you know, crash stuff she needs to work on performing and mic skills. That I'm like, this is way too early.
Yeah.
This is way, way, way too early. She's another one. It's like, you know, as you see in NXT, her last days, you know, she's been this baby face that's been kind of, seemed like she's been contemplating turning heel.
Yeah.
And it's like, she really, you know, she's another one. It's like, you know, she's going to, like, I guess they're looking at her already like the Becky. You know, is she, you know, kind of, you know, she's good, you know, good heart on her shoulder, amazing, you know, amazing individual, you know, working hard. But it's like, it's like another Becky. She's going to, you know, get lost in the shuffle. You can use her for, you know, this and that. For the women's the roster, but it's going, I don't see her hitting it off right then and there. They should have kept her. Like I said, I would rather have, back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show, I know I had a brain fart, like somebody like Fallon Henry or Gigi Dolan or somebody like we said, or anybody else that been down there for a good while, I think you could have replaced her you could have one of them and sent them up instead of her. I strongly believe, you know, no knock on her, not to be super harsh, but I'm just not sold on Valkyrie. Blair Davenport, now, this is where I kind of get where you're coming from, but this is more I see the vision. I think right now they need another antagonist solo heel for the females that, like, you know, that long wolf. You could say, like, I do it by my lonely, you know. And Blair Davenport did do a good job down there, man. You know, pretty much it's my way, my rules type of female heel, you know, kind of sinister. You know, sinister, you know, big, you know, I can, you know, I'm going to take everybody out one by one. I have no friends. I do what I got to do to get to the top persona, which, you know, that's what she's introducing to us.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to, like I've been saying, this is Blair, you know, to me, this is, I get it. I get the gimmick. I get what she's all about. And she is, you know, she is amazing. I've been on and off watching her in NXT UK. She's been putting on phenomenal matches. She's been, you know, delivering and working and you know, putting on really good, you know, a sleeper matches, you know, in 2.0 era. And so I kind of, you know, see, you know, the call up. That's a kind of let's try her out, give her a shot. So I would like to see where that goes with her. So I'm a kind of slightly. I get what you're coming from. You know, once again, like we said, you know, certain people we may say it may not be your cup of tea, but I want to see where that goes with her, with Blair Davenport.
Yeah, you know, that's the best, mm-hmm. best thing somebody in my position can do is just see where it goes, you know, because there's certainly been people that been called up that people didn't necessarily like, you know, but I've told them to relax, let it play out. So that kind of has to go with me too, you know, and I trust the main roster, much as people want to say, like, sometimes that could be suicide, being called up to the main roster. I still trust the main roster. I trust that the main roster is going to do what's necessary to put people like Valkyrie and Davenport in good spots to succeed. So, yeah,
right.
I'm with you on that.
Now, real quick, and I know you kick it off. You know who's another one that I am just – I got the hot over. We not mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh, Lola Vice.
You better stop. I'm ending the show now, Dominic. You better stop it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm. Oh.
Lola is.
I'm mad. Trying. I'm upset. Real quick, I'm upset they broke up the tag team of her and Alexa Lopez.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of, you know, see that, you know. So, you know, it was time for Alexa, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it was time for her to get called up on, like, for her assignment.
Yeah.
You know, but Lola, that's another one, man. Like, y'all got to get it right. You got to get it right.
So, yeah, she, everything about her, she's the total package. She's the total package. You know, for me, what scares me, you know, this is why I don't want, and you can call me gay for saying what I'm about to say, but I'm not gay. I don't want I must be, can I just say it?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I don't want, this is with Lions as well, Nikita Lions. I don't want that booty stuff to translate over to the main roster. I think it's a time and a place for that stuff. But one thing about Lola, I think she's fallen into that category because I know she got upside and she's one of my favorite too. But for me, she's fallen into that category of I'm just watching you to look at your assets.
Yeah, that's she got it's a handful of them. It's a handful of them. Now, right quick.
Go ahead.
Huh?
I'm excited because I just thought
Man, there's so many of them. You just about to say the other one.
Jada,
she's another one.
Yes. Before you get into your talk, let me just say this, please. I've been fell in love with her over the weekend. That's all I'm going to say because she's special. But go ahead.
You remember I was telling you about her, and FYI, she's the sister of Justin Fields.
For real?
Why she's so, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's why she's so special, man.
Wow.
Jada Parker, man. And like I said, it's a lot of right now, even you could say on the main roster, it's a couple we can say, and it's for our coach, you know. The majority of the girls, like, I get what you're saying. It's a time and a place. Like, the, you know, you would say Naomi, Lash Legend is another one.
Yeah.
Kind of the, you know, the assets, you know, her, her what's the name, the part of the metaphor. Like
which is
you said,
a great
Lola Vice.
Yeah,
I feel like it should be all females. I really, it's a good stable. It's a good concept, an idea, but I feel like, I really feel like you should add Lash Legend, Jakara Jackson. You should add, I was about to say Jada Fire. Woo! Wrong Jada.
Who is that,
Dominic? Jada. yeah, that's another topic.
oh, my. Okay. I got to look
Jada Parker.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Jada, yeah, you can if you want, but yeah. We're going to keep the PG.
All right.
I think real quick. If you mm-hmm. say metaphor should be really Lash Legend, Jada Parker, and Jakari Jackson, and maybe like one more around the way, you know, one more around the way girl, you could put. That should really should be metaphor. But then on the other hand, like you were saying, I'll hopping back because I know we got the time limit. Yeah, you know, like the Naomi, Jada Fire, Jada Parker, Lash Legend, Lola mm-hmm. Vice, even Bianca to the degree, you know, with her being a strong, positive mm-hmm. role model, you know, the shaking and whatnot, you know, you don't kind of in a way, you know, y'all ladies are fighting and trying to be and working hard to show that it's not all about that. Or, yeah, you are very beautiful and got lovely assets, but still, you know, show that y'all, you know, that's the thing about with Bianca. Like, I feel like she gets still, I get tired. My cons with her, like, she get. It's, you know, the black girl stereotype. She get the, you know, to a degree, the whole, you know, yeah, the dance and the, you know, kiss my grits. Well, we, you know, we going to keep it PG and, mm-hmm. and you know, to, you know, the unnecessary, you know, yeah, Lola Vice, you know, keep, you know, it seemed like she's, now back to her, like I say, keep polishing, keep grinding. Keep working on your craft, but it seemed like, you know, in her matches, you see she get too distracted with the, you know, with the rump shaking and the, you know, stay focused, man. That's another future NXT champ, or you could tell it looked like, you know, she got to be a front runner for that NXT Women's North American title.
Yeah, is that
she got to be a front runner?
Is that in play yet, or did they? I didn't watch NXT last week or the week prior to that, but I saw a couple highlights. But is that title in play yet? Is it a tournament or something for it, or what? How do they?
I don't know. They haven't. I haven't heard enough announcements.
Okay.
They haven't gave full details about it. They just said it, you know, a week ago. A week
they
before,
just,
like, okay, we're introducing the title or whenever, when it was, you know, WrestleMania weekend or some,
yes,
whatever.
It's
been
a couple
of weeks now. Yeah, but it's like they're not giving no follow-ups or details of what they're going to do.
Yeah, they could, you know, and before I want to forget to mention these two other females, but that title, either they need to give the females a mid-card title, and I've been wanting this since 19, bro, since 2019. Give the females a mid-card title, whether if it's just one mid-card and it goes between both brands, across both brands, or just
mm-hmm.
mid-card title on each brand. They need one. I would like to see if they don't get a female mid-card title on Raw or SmackDown or both. I'd love to see the North American Championship serve as the mid-card title with all three brands, you know, and I would love
mm-hmm.
to see that. I think that will really add some cachet to already stacked female divisions. I also think they need, and a lot of people want to say they need to give up the female titles. No, I do think they need to introduce new belts and then take it real seriously from there. You know, I do think they need to get rid of those belts they got and start off with a clean slate. With the
permanently get rid of them?
No. I know some people want them to permanently get rid of the tag team, the women's tag team championships. I don't, but I want them to start off with a clean slate, get some brand new looking belts, and
okay,
go.
Now, since it's going to be now they got rid of the NXT women's tag team. Now it's that the women's is going to be defended on all three bands, right? I got you. Yeah. And I think as well, like, this is, I think they're trying to figure out who right now, like, that's the next big topic and issue. I think WWE females, like, they truly need more. It's like we had it, but like I said, it was there. But once again, that's probably one of the issues. They break up teams super quick.
Yep.
They need more promising and quickly female tag teams than what they have now.
Yeah, and I agree. And this is a perfect segue on the women that I didn't want to forget to talk about. And they are. I think you've been saying this for years. Now that I think about it, these makeshift tag team, female tag teams, put together. You've been saying that for years. But there's another makeshift tag team that at some point they will be separate. But Bianca Belair and we got a few minutes to go. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. You know,
yeah.
I love this tag team. I love how it just gel. It just seemed right now. It just seemed everything about it. I love when chemistry is just there. And I feel like there's some legs, some weight to this tag team. There's some meat on the bones of this tag team. And I think I feel like it's a for sure that they're going to win the tag team championships this Saturday at Backlash. I think these two women, with the personality that they got and the cachet that comes with them, I think these two women can easily elevate these titles, you know, but they need to have it for a long time, and they need to have great matches, and they need to be featured. And with Bianca already being one of their top female superstars, it's top stars, period. Like, that will help, I feel like, bring the women's tag team titles to another level. Jade Cargill, she has a light of her own. Like, she's a bright star of her own. You know, and you put those two together, those two pieces of art, based on how they look, you know, the physical physique, like, they remind me of Lex Luger and a British Bulldog. That's what they remind me of. Female, yep. I forgot
what was that team called? Was it like the US UK Express or something? When they formed together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know, Dom. I never really knew the name of the tag team, but they
Go ahead, though.
I've always loved that tag team, Lex Luger and British Bulldog. But Belair, Cargill, that's money, flat out money. And I think they can elevate that females tag team division. I love to see Triple H needs to build that division up. You got Carter and Chance. That's a bona fide tag team right there. I can't think of no other one.
Like I said, I get Isla Dawn and Alba Fire. That's another one that, you know. I really want Piper Evans to go solo.
Yep.
Or either just be a backbone. I'm really not really. That's another one. Like, I wish they could cut the put together one female tag team. I wanted to see somehow, you know, Candace, and I thought we was getting the tease of it, but she's on board though. Indy Hartwell, you know, probably going solo from Candice LeRae, and I really see somebody like Indy Hartwell pairing up better with Chelsea Green.
Good point, because I remember when they were together with Robert Stone. Yeah, I think they were together with the Robert Stone brand. If I'm not mistaken, they were briefly together. I have to go back and look, but with the eye test, I think they look much better together. Than it just seemed like Piper Nevin doesn't belong in the tag team with nobody. You know, because
she's her
own entity. You know, like
I think she needs to take a page from Nia and go into that Nia mold.
She does. Because she's, like, it's crazy. People don't know how good she is, bro. Like, see, I'm, and I do, don't let me forget to talk about Nia. We got about 4 minutes to go, legitimately 4 minutes to go into this Russell Talking D show. Just want to, real quick, Dominic, Thursday night, we're going to be talking to Candice Marie of Aurora Flow. She's a Hulu. She'll be on Let's Talk About It. I'll be interviewing her at 7 o'clock p.m. right here. I'm going to air, it's going to be live on here, then aired on Instagram later, like this show will be. But Piper Nevin. Yeah, I think like Chelsea Green. She's one of my people. One of the people that I think should win Money in the Bank. Her or Stratton. Like, I think Chelsea Green should be 1A or 1B to win the Money in the Bank. But look, I want to give Nia Jax her flowers. Like Nia Jax.
Yep.
Go ahead, Don.
It's real quick, yeah. I mean, you see that title is finally. I think she's probably got to be the front runner. Really, really, she's truly next in line to getting the title. Once after the triple threat, I know I said Tiffany. I wouldn't be surprised, but I feel like now that she's on SmackDown, Nia got to be the next in line to get the title, the heavyweight title. It seems like it fits her more.
For sure. I agree.
You know, not to, no pun intended, as her being a real heavyweight, a female that's a super heavyweight. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, everybody. Dominic, we got about 2 minutes to go. I don't know if we're going to be back on next week. We can talk about it on behind the scenes. I don't want to do it too much. I want to definitely do it at least twice a month, do this show. But it's totally up to you. I want to hear your thoughts on that at some point.
We're kind of going in and out. But I heard you talking about the show next week. I mean, if you do it next week Monday, I'm all down.
Okay, no, I was saying, I don't know if we're gonna do it next week because I don't know if you want to space these shows out, like do them twice a month. But next week, I'm down to do it next week. Then, can you still having technical issues? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you still kind of having technical issues, like kind of going in and out.
All right, I'm gonna wrap it up. We'll talk on the back end. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. This is Wrestle Talk in the D. See you tomorrow. No, see you Thursday.
Peace.